A Sweet Springs resident was killed in a rollover traffic crash on a slush-covered roadway in Saline County yesterday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 36-year-old Erica Jones of Sweet Springs reportedly began sliding, traveled off the left side of the roadway, struck a warning signpost, became airborne, overturned, struck two embankments, and came to rest on its top. A passenger in the vehicle, 55-year-old Sherry Jones, was pronounced deceased at the scene at 1:37 p.m. by Saline County Coroner Willie Harlow. Erica Jones reportedly was transported by Sweet Springs Ambulance to Fitzgibbon Hospital in Marshall for treatment of moderate injuries. The report says neither of the vehicle's occupants was wearing a seatbelt. The crash happened just before 12:25 p.m. on Missouri Highway 127, 1/2 mile north of 245th Road. An Odessa woman who allegedly pulled a knife and threatened persons with it on January 29th has been charged with a felony. A probable cause statement says a person in the residence on Kite Road alleges that Catherine Mae Burns and her boyfriend had been arguing, and Burns pulled a knife and threatened her boyfriend and others in the residence. According to online court documents, a warrant has been issued, and Burns has been charged with a Class E felony for unlawful use of a weapon exhibiting and an assault-related misdemeanor. Burns appeared in custody and pleaded not guilty during her arraignment hearing on January 30th. Her cause has been continued for a hearing on Wednesday at Lafayette County Circuit Court. The Marshall Park Board batted around the possibility of agreeing to a contract between the Parks Department and the Marshall Little League Ball Association for the 2019 season during its most recent meeting. New Marshall Parks and Recreation Superintendent Chad Untreiner read some of the other responsibilities of the Ball Association under the contract. He said the contract calls for the Marshall Little League Ball Association to adopt baseball and softball programs from the Marshall Parks and Rec League beginning this season at all levels above coaches' pitch, 9 and 10 minor league, 11 and 12 major league, 12 and 13 intermediate, 13 and 14 junior league, and 15 and 16 senior league.
We do not offer a big league, but they would have the capability if that would ever come up to do a 17 and 18 big league team. They would handle the draft day responsibilities, tryouts, organize divisions, teams, paperwork, and wanting to do a volunteer work day for us at the fields. They will handle the games scheduling. We'll be in communication with Marshall Parks and Rec staff.
Untreiner also laid out some of the responsibilities that will fall on his department, including preparing and maintaining the fields and providing the association with the list of sponsors. Some of the shared responsibilities include paying for umpires, no more than two for regular season games and up to four for any district or state tournaments Marshall would host. Equipment for teams also will be a joint effort between the two entities this year. After batting around all of the provisions of the contract, the board approved it. The contract calls for the entities to meet and revisit the situation at the end of the 2019 season. You can find more details of the contract with a posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. Bids for necessary equipment for the Carrollton Fire Department were approved by the Carrollton Town Council at its most recent meeting. According to a city spokesperson, the bid from Central Communications of Sedalia for three pagers was approved for $1,290. Also, a bid of $4,400 was accepted from Hyman Fire of Ashton, Iowa for three sets of bunker gear. The council also approved the annual fuel bid from Agro International Carrollton Sinclair, and the council also gave its blessing for the street department to seek bids for the purchase of a couple of pieces of equipment, including a snowplow. KMMO News Time coming up on 6:36. Services for 69-year-old Pamela Wilson of Boonville, who died Wednesday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Providence Cemetery in Prairie Home. Graveside service with military rites for 84-year-old Claude Hankins of Marshall, who died February 4th, will be held at noon today at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Visitation will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. today at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral service for 93-year-old Faye Arnold of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Wednesday's service at Sunset Garden Cemetery in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.